Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It's the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. Baseball's back. Stop into Chickies for a unique game day experience and root our team onto victory online, chickiesandpete's.com. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese, Spike Eskin on the show today, opening day tomorrow. We'll be on with the midday show crew tomorrow at 1. That's a little crossover session before the first, leading off the season. It's going to be nice being back in the ballpark. You know, obviously the last time we were there was October. Mm-hmm. But we know. It doesn't feel
that
long.
It was the last time we were all there.
It doesn't feel that long ago. Like, it feels like we were just there. It's me walking right back in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in baseball, it does have that long season. And when they play late into the season, like late October.
I know.
It gets us, you know what, though, the other part is it gets us back to the start of the season a lot faster.
A lot quicker, because you know there's no free agent signing.
Right.
So that's all you have to look forward to is opening day. The outrage tomorrow, I'm already predicting it. They got rid of the out-of-town scoreboard, or the, you know, the old-fashioned kind of out-of-town scoreboard.
Where you change the numbers manually.
Yeah, manually. Yeah. That's gone now. It's all electronic.
Everything's so digital.
Between Dollar Dog Night and the out-of-town scoreboard, Phillies are already in hot water. They better get off to a hot start.
I'm not going to even touch the Dollar Dog Night stuff.
Spike, are you heartbroken about the loss of Dollar Dog Night?
Yeah, I'm not the person you want to ask about.
I know.
The vegan of the show.
Yeah, I'll get in my animal rights thing.
We love that. Yeah,
yeah, it'll be very bad for the radio
that'll
show.
That'll get some phone calls.
Yeah.
That'll get some phone calls. We'll get back to your phones after we get to a top 5 of 5 today with Francisco Rojas.
All right, so while there's no Phillies baseball today, it's still opening day. And I kind of wanted to keep the theme here of the baseball, you know, excited for baseball. So, I baseball movies, I feel like, are the best sports movies. Ooh. So I decided to come up with the top 5 scenes from baseball movies. So,
scenes?
Not just the top 5 baseball movies. You're going with scenes?
No, scenes, yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I'm very sure.
This is not, it's not going to work.
You're going to do a great job. Yeah. All right. Number five,
from the 1989 classic movie Major League, Rick the Wild Thing Vaughn comes in late into the game out of the bullpen.
I'm throwing every piece of junk I can think of at him, Skipper. I got enough left for one more hitter.
Nah, you pitched a hell of a game, man. Take a seat and we'll see if we can get this guy out for you. Give me Vaughn.
You want Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good job.
Yeah. the best. Love Major League. Now, that's held up. I mean, that's still a big Halloween costume. Rick Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Major League still holds up today.
Yeah, Major League Vaughn. It's still great.
Great flick, but Francisco, my question is, do you have more than one? Are you allowed to have more than one scene from the same movie?
Because I mean, that's what I was thinking of, but I wanted to keep it one scene per movie.
So that's not even the best scene in that movie, though.
I disagree. I thought that I've only seen Major League once, to be fair.
Oh my god!
It's a big one.
It's a lot for Major League.
I knew this was fraudulent.
Look!
I could have gone with just a bit outside. It was too short.
Yeah, you know just what I mean? A bit
it's too
outside.
Short. Yeah, it's too short.
What about when they in the locker room where they have the cardboard stand up of the owner? And
it's a good one. It's good. Yeah. I agree. It's a good one.
You know, it's called a winning streak. I mean, they got that.
It's good. They're all good. I agree.
The batting practice. You know, it's just all right.
They're all good. They're all good. But I'd go with the Wild Thing there. You know, there's many you could choose from there.
Oh, for one.
One for one. Number four, this is the only one I don't have sound of because I didn't really think it would make sense.
Okay.
But The Natural, when he hits the home run at the end, when he's got, you know, blood dripping down his jersey and he hits the big walk-off bomb. Definitely a big moment.
So I've never seen The Natural.
What?
Neither have I.
I know.
Even though it's on
my
list.
Oh, my God!
Even though it's on my list.
Yeah, I've never seen The Natural, yeah. Wait, did you
get
say,
out of
did
here! You can't you be a neither? Baseball guy and not see The Natural.
Wait, Francisco, did you say you haven't seen it?
It's on my list, but I haven't seen it. I know the scene.
Hold on. How the hell have you not seen it, and you're giving us the best scene?
Well, because I don't know the
scene.
Great.
I know it's great. You know.
What's the point in watching the movie now? I know how it ends.
Exactly.
Little home run. Yeah.
You guys are nuts, man. I swear.
Roy Hobbs?
Roy Hobbs, exactly.
Yeah, I know everything about it. I just got to see it next.
There's too many children working at the radio station right now.
Yeah, many people
there
do say that.
There are a lot of young people here.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, one day at a time. What's next?
Number three. Now, there could be many, many from Field of Dreams. But I felt like this one was appropriate just since baseball is back. This is when James Earl Jones, you know, Terrence Mann, walks up to whatever his face is, Kevin Costner.
Nailed it. Yep.
Yes, there you go. And tells him why he should keep the yard at his house.
Yes.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
I might start tearing up right here, Chase.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's baseball.
I mean, listen, you get Darth Vader talking baseball, man. That is awesome.
It's an emotional moment, yeah. I think that's the 100% right call from Field of Dreams.
Well, anything with James Earl Jones speaking is the right call.
Although I will say the catch at the end, you know, now that walks around.
I mean, when you surround a great actor like James Earl Jones with Dennis Quaid and I mean not Dennis Quaid, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Same person. Kevin Costner or Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta is probably a better actor than Kevin Costner.
Ooh, I don't know.
Speaking of Kevin Costner, have you guys talked about Ike's favorite Kevin Costner movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, Jack doesn't know.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do know?
Yeah, it's Water with Snakes. Yeah.
Waterworld.
Oh, God.
Waterworld.
Yes, Waterworld.
Waterworld.
He loves Waterworld.
I do.
You're the one.
One of the best movies Kevin Costner's ever made.
Kevin Costner is of all the actors that try to play athletes.
Yeah.
He's pretty believable as a baseball player.
It's the only athlete he's tried to play.
Yeah.
No, you don't remember he was a what do they call him, Spike? The bike riders. The guys that because he played in
the cyclist?
Yeah, he's a cyclist. He played in a movie as a cyclist, yes.
Oh, well, that's just
bike. 1980s movie. No, it's called American Flyer, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a good movie.
Yeah, but just riding. It's not.
What? Yeah, you're right, it's not. Well, hold on. cyclist? You're trying to say that's not, that doesn't require any athleticism?
Not really.
I know the bike is doing the majority of the work, but you it's not a motorbike. It's, it's an actual bike where you have to pedal.
But everyone can ride a bike. You know, like,
can you ride a bike for how many miles is he riding? He's riding through the Himalayas and he's riding up mountains.
It's endurance, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you think you could do that?
Not right now, but give me a little bit, sure. Yeah.
Listen, I did the Eagles Autism Challenge. I rode 30 miles, and I haven't been on a bike since. That was 6 years ago, dude.
I know.
Almost died doing that.
But, I'm smelling another Jack Fritz. We had the eight-minute mile challenge.
Yeah, let's see you do the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Yeah, it's coming up, right?
Ran the 5K last year.
I'm talking about riding the bike.
Yeah.
I want to show you how hard that is.
How many miles is it?
The sales department's got to get Jack a bike, and then you got to ride the bike.
I am a little too top-heavy for bikes. That's my official statement on bikes.
You do realize the players ride.
Yeah.
Last year,
was killed AJ Brown.
Right.
Yeah, we also almost lost Howard a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So at least he got to hang out with his good buddy Steiny. So it all worked out. Well, what's next?
All right, number two. Many could have come from the Sandlot as well.
Oh yeah.
This is my favorite. This is definitely my favorite. This is the two rival teams, I guess, the good guys versus the bad guys. They meet up in the wherever they met up.
Just play the clip.
It's easy when you play with a bunch of rejects and fat kids, Rodriguez.
Shut your mouth, Phillips.
Would you say crap face? I said you shouldn't even be allowed to touch a baseball. Except for Rodriguez, you're all an insult to the game. Come on! We'll take you on right here, right now! Come on! Yeah, right now! We plan a real diamond, Porter. We ain't good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats. Watch it, jerk. Shut up, idiot. Moron! Scab eater! Butt sniffer! Puss licker! Fart smeller! You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek! You mix your weeds with your mama's toe jam!
Yeah!
You bob for apples in the toilet! And you like it! You play ball like a girl! What did you say? You heard me. Tomorrow, noon, at our field, get the buffalo butt breath.
That sounds like Spike.
That sounds like Spike's first second fight. I love the Sandlot. You know, you could have gone Wendy Peppercorn. You know,
That wasn't too bad. That brought me back.
Because you watched it. That came out, what, 93?
Yeah, like early 90s for sure.
Yeah, so it's a young baseball. Yeah. It's a little different than college
athlete. But even just hearing that right now, though, it's still funny. I still remember, like, puss liquor and some of those things. Those are actually terms we used back then. I'm sure you did.
Back when you spent more time outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Bobbing for apples in the toilet.
Yeah, the dog with the whatever all over his mouth. Just a great movie. Spike, are you a Sandlot guy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah, what's number one?
Can I set this up or should I just play?
I need to hear the setup.
Listen, it's a League of Their Own. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to play it.
Hey, Evelyn. Can I ask you a question? You got a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a Peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's not love. That's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris! Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pilot pig. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
Oh, my God. One out of five ain't bad, especially when that's the one that you hit on.
Sandlot, he nailed.
Nailed all of them. Relax.
No.
Come on. Also, nothing from Bull Durham.
I was going to say Bull Durham over League of Their Own.
Yeah.
What? Spike?
Yes.
Over a league of their own?
Yeah, I don't like league of their own. I think it's
interesting.
Oh, my
why?
Goodness.
Yeah.
It might
What's
be
that?
Great.
What'd you say?
Interesting. Why?
I didn't like the movie.
Oh, okay.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to pin me.
Yeah.
You got called racist. You're trying to make me a sexist. And
well, Francisco, nothing for 42,
We may as well hit the trifecta. Yeah, I didn't even bring that up. Yeah, 42
is great. 42 is great.
Hold on. You go from doing the top five black athletes in this city from the last 20 years to never not even putting up Jackie Robinson's movie.
Even 42.
That's true. That's a great one. I agree. It's a great one.
Okay. Yeah, you couldn't even get an honorable mention.
But I saw it in theaters.
You did? I'm glad you saw it, yes.
You're doing well, buddy. Yep.
Still love A League of Their Own. Spike, don't disrespect A League of Their Own. It's arguably the greatest baseball movie ever.
I don't know who would argue that besides you.
Well, that's why it's arguably.
Yeah.
See, I'm still a Sandlotman, but it's
over A League of Their Own?
Yeah.
No way.
Is baseball movies the best sports movie genre?
Yes.
I think so, too.
It's the one sport that they can get as close to what looking like an athlete. I'm just saying. Hey, and football guys, that never works out. And basketball is probably the worst.
Basketball's horrible.
Yes.
What's the best,
He Got Game.
What's the best basketball movie?
Blue Chips or Above the Rim?
Blue Chips. Ooh. Also, Spy, you would consider Above the Rim basketball movie?
Yeah.
See, I'll go Coach. Okay. I'll go Coach Carter.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Coach Carter. And Hoosiers is one of the worst. I couldn't.
Hoosiers is so overrated.
It's awful. Awful movie. Spike, speaking of shooting, did you see the display that was put on yesterday at Villanova?
Oh, you're 8 out of 10?
Yeah, did you see that?
All I'm saying is this. First of all, good job.
Thank you.
Losing.
Didn't embarrass the show.
Great job losing.
Hey, buddy. I went against a ringer.
He did go against a ringer. He did.
He's 43 from 43 from the free throw line yesterday, Spike.
Look, I want this team to win, not come close. This is a winning team in the afternoon here.
Right.
So,
it's good point.
I would say this. I know we're a year away, but next year, I want to be matched up against you, Fritz.
Ooh. Yeah. No, we brought this up yesterday. Because I know you do a basketball podcast, and
yep.
I know you know numbers, and you know, like, free agent signings. But, like,
oh boy.
I'm very curious. Watching you play basketball.
He doesn't trust you.
I don't know if you can you dribble?
Sure, I can dribble. I've played plenty of basketball. I mean, I can't play anymore because of my hip and my back, but I can shoot.
Sounds like excuse making early. Okay.
I can shoot. Wait a minute. It sweats a lot. Don't.
What does sweats a lot have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, don't act like you're Mr. Athlete around here because 25 years ago you were wearing your Polkai varsity jacket or whatever.
I graduated a decade ago.
You are now a 30-man, which means you are a grown-up. You are not your high school thing or your failed college career anymore.
College career, too. Yep.
We are on even footing.
We are not on even footing. Mm. I'll break that other hip. Don't you worry. You'll be my first fight. That's how we'll break the seal.
Remember, Mark used to always want to box Joe DeCamera.
I know. Whenever he thought, so DeCamera, all he wanted to do was play like a pickup basketball or maybe even horse. And Mark would always be like, no, let's box.
Yeah, I'll box you.
Because I think he just wanted to fight DeCamera. I don't think it was to see athletic feats. I think he just wanted to try to fight him.
He just wanted to get a couple shots in.
He also wanted to play me in basketball, which
he did.
Yeah.
He did not. He always thought he could take you as an athlete. He didn't respect your athletic ability.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. We'll get through it. I'm taking down Spike next year for sure. Andy's in Deptford. What's happening, Andy?
Hello. What's the deal? How we doing?
What's up, Andy?
Yo,
before I get to the Phillies, I got to hit on the NFL. I just heard this news today. You know the NFL, they always preach player safety, right? They always throw out that false narrative, but that's what they're about, protecting these players. But yet you're adding more games, and now you're adding Christmas games on Wednesday. Like, I love the Christmas games, but these guys are going to play on Sunday, then they're going to play a game on Wednesday? Like, I don't get a little bit how that's promoted player safety. And
real quick, I think they're going to play on Saturday and then
It's
going to
be Saturday and Wednesday, so no different than Sunday and Thursday.
Okay, all right. So that's a little bit more clarity. But, I just always feel like, the NFL is all about, their brand and the money because, player safety, you guys see some of these guys are wearing, no knee pads, shoulder pads looking like kicker shoulder pads. So, I get it, as players, you always want to get a competitive edge. don't try and pitch that safety crap to me. I'm not buying that. But
yeah, it's about money.
they're gonna take over Christmas from the NBA.
It's too late.
Yeah,
they just have. Yeah.
Like Adam Silver's got to be. Just,
once you're playing on Wednesdays, you're that was really the only day of the week left.
Yo, you know Adam Sandler's so hot. Like he had Christmas Day. Like that was their thing. The NFL stole it last year, and they ain't giving it back.
It's over.
Before I get to the Phillies, quick question for you guys as a panel. Of these three teams, who do you think was the most disappointing? They're all pretty recent. The Eagles of last year with the whole collapse. The Phillies with the past 2 years, you know, everybody getting hyped up, getting so close, but not winning what we need, a championship. Mm-hmm. Or 10 years of the process where you had 10 years of losing and you're still in the same spot when you started.
You didn't have 10 years of losing, buddy.
Sorry. Well, I'm just saying you had 10 years of not winning anything and 10 years of bad draft picks, and you're still in the same spot you were in when you started the whole thing.
So what
do you guys think is more of a disappointment with those?
I mean, you're not in the same spot they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you're no better. Like, you're not.
Well, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Would you rather, Andy, would you rather, do you think a team that has a perennial MVP candidate on it isn't better off than a team whose best player is Andre Iguodala?
Like, I don't care. I don't want to lose.
No. I'm asking you because you said they're in the same position they were 10 years ago.
They may be in a better position. Okay. But I'm about winning championships. You can't pitch me 10 years of losing.
Okay, so there hasn't been 10 years of losing. So let me ask you this. To win a championship in the NBA, what is the first thing you need?
Look, I know you need – I know the whole deal. I know you need superstars. Okay. But that I'm talking about the Sixers. Like, the whole process was botched. So my question was – I don't want to get and waste all my time with the Sixers. I just want to know the answer. Of those three teams, who do you guys think is the most disappointed? The Eagles
Sixers.
Of last year, the process of 10 years of not winning a damn thing, even getting out of the second round, or the Phillies the last 2 years?
The Sixers.
The
Phillies of the last 2 years haven't won anything either.
Let's get to the Phillies now. As far as my prediction, I see 87. I see one and done in the playoffs because you look at this team, nothing upgraded. You can't say, oh, you're better here, they're better there. So the bullpen's upgraded, the pitching staff's upgraded. They got that bat now that, you know, you got Cookie Rojas that's going to be batting like he's batting T-ball. Like, I mean, I just don't see it with the Phillies, you know. And, you know, talk to me in October. They're in the playoffs.
Who's someone, someone you don't get, Andy?
I'm sure we're going to talk to you before October.
Yeah. Who's someone you don't get?
This guy don't get a little bit. I give him props. His jumper was a little wet in that shoot-off. But my man's had on jogger pants with his shirt tucked in. You see those sneakers where I don't like.
Who?
Are you talking about the camera?
No, Margate Boat shoes. Yeah. Joseph D. the camera.
You gave that answer last week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it
for a totally different question for something else.
Yeah. Joe DeCamera does bother him, I think.
Yeah.
But of those three, I mean, like, the Eagles' collapse last year was bad. The Phillies in 22 was not embarrassing. Last year was embarrassing.
Yeah.
The Sixers lose 6-7.
Well, quite honestly, if you're just looking at the Sixers losing game 6-7 with the Phillies losing, I mean – and then the Phillies losing 6-7, and what the Eagles did down the stretch losing 6-7.
It's a lot of 6.
I mean, the Eagles may have been – that may have been worse than what the Sixers did. It was – they should have won game 6 as the game.
Yes.
Should they have given a better effort in game 7? Sure. But you knew once they lost game 6, they weren't winning game 7.
They didn't even show up.
Like, you're not going to game 7 in Boston and winning. So you're right. The way they played in that game was totally disappointing, led by James Harden. The Phillies didn't necessarily collapse. I just think the Diamondbacks out-executed them.
Yeah, I would say like the Sixers really weren't expected to beat the Celtics.
But they went up 3-2.
They did go up 3-2.
With an elimination game on your floor.
But the Phillies hadn't lost a home playoff game all year.
True.
They were playing an 84-win Diamondbacks team. Like, you got to close out one of those.
Okay, so you want the Phillies.
I would say Eagles won just because it was, like, an embarrassment. I mean, they completely fell apart.
That would be number one, yeah.
I would actually put Sixers third.
Only because it's – I know we're trying to compartmentalize it, but – part of the reason why the Sixers losing last year to the Celtics infuriates everyone or hurt as much as it did is because of what has happened prior to. So I think some of it, justifiably or not, is included in the losses to the Celtics last year, the Atlanta collapse, Miami. Like, some of that is in there when people feel the way they do about the Sixers. It's hard to separate the other disappointing losses.
For sure. It was just another one added to the ledger.
Yeah. But it still hurt.
It still hurt.
Yeah, because you were up 3-2.
They're all pretty bad. I mean, all three of them.
I mean, when they went up 3-2, even Joe Giglio turned into a Sixer fan.
And that's
hard to do.
That's saying something.
Yeah, that is a Sixer hater, him and DeCamera. That next morning, Spike, everybody in the city was, oh, we're going to the finals. We're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. When they won that game 5, you couldn't convince this city that we were losing game 6.
What, did they believe? When the Phillies won game 5 or the Sixers won game 5, which was the city more hook, line, and sinker was over?
That's a tough one, yeah.
I think it was the Phillies.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think that the thing about the Phillies is nobody had this thing in their gut telling them that they were going to blow it. Whereas with the Sixers, even if you appeared confident, if we told you, hey, you know what's going to happen? They're going to blow it. You would be like, yeah, I know they're going to blow
they
it.
They are. Yeah, you're right.
It's a good point.
Don't get too happy. I know.
Don't get too happy.
2-1. And plus, the Phillies had game 7 at home, not game 7 in Boston.
But that does make a difference, yeah. Yes. It does make a difference.
215-592-9494 is how you get in. We'll roll through all your phone calls on the other side. Still looking for the best answer by the end of the show of someone that you don't get in honor of Vince Vaughn's birthday. We'll get to all your phone calls on that, plus an interesting report and a good report from Keith Pompey on the Sixers' plans this offseason, possibly opening up. Don't miss that coming up next on the text line. It's the afternoon show. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. It's tourney time. Enjoy all the basketball games at Chickies and Pete's with food and drink specials. Details online, chickiesandpetes.com.
Hey, baseball is back, and that means grilling season. Enjoy Dietz and Watson hot dogs, condiments, and their protein-packed Dietz Nuts meat snacks. There's something for everyone in the family to enjoy this baseball season. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you. And, of course, grilling recipes. Put Dietz and Watson at the top of your shopping list. Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jesus since 1939.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show. This is appeasing to Spike asking for sure. Come back.
That's not what it was.
Well, no, I'm actually being sarcastic. He's not a Bruceman.
I got
I hate Bruce. I don't get Bruce. He would be number one on my doesn't get it list.
It's a great song, though. It's the best Bruce song. Right? No?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like Glory Days.
I was going to say, I'm going back to Glory Days. And what's the other one? Dancing in the Dark?
Dancing in the Dark, yeah. Zach Bryan brought out Bruce Springsteen at the Barclays Center last night. Very, very sad. Would have loved to have been there. One day. We're live with Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, or baseball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, chickiesandpete's.com. The Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. Spike, Keith Pompey reported this morning that the belief around the Sixers is that the Clippers are unwilling to meet Paul George's expectations for his next contract. The Sixers are closely monitoring the situation, hoping the Clippers let George slip away. Do you think the Sixers are being used here, or how do you kind of read the Paul George situation?
It's hard to tell. I would say that I thought they were being used if there hadn't been so many Paul George whispers for the last year. The problem's going to be the Sixers have to overpay him, obviously. They're going to have to give him the 4 years, $200 million, even though he's going to be 34 years old, all that. I just can't imagine the Clippers going into that new arena and not re-signing him. It's just so strange to spend all that money on all that stuff and then just letting him walk and then basing the entire team around James Harden and Kawhi. I don't know. I want to be confident about it, and I think there'll be a player for him. But I just ultimately I have a hard time believing the Clippers are just going to let him walk.
So the Sixers have an interest in him versus Paul George having an interest in the Sixers. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Because like you're saying. Does Paul George want to stay there? Does he want to? Is he getting inclinations that he's going to have to continue to play with Harden and Kawhi Leonard? And he's figuring, you know what? Not enough balls to go around. I just wonder. I wonder because he didn't do the extension, so I'm wondering what his angle is for not signing the extension and knowing that the Clippers can give him the most money, right?
I don't think they offered him the extension.
Oh, okay. I thought they did. Okay.
No, I think if they had offered him an extension, he would have signed the extension. He wants to live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I think that the other thing to remember here, unless they end up – I'm sure he could do a sign and trade or something to go somewhere else, is there's not a lot of teams with cap room this summer. So the Sixers will have, $60 million or whatever it is. And then you're looking at – the Spurs, the Jazz, the Pistons, the Thunder. So I think he liked playing for the Thunder when he was there, but I don't think that's where he goes. So I don't know.
It's a good team. Can he fit out there with SGA? It's a good team.
Yeah, I think they'd be good. Does he want to go back to Oklahoma City? I don't know. So I think their offer is going to have to be far and away the best offer. I think if the Clippers are offering the same thing, he goes to L.A. I wouldn't worry about Detroit or Utah or the Spurs or anything.
No. Right. Yeah. Right.
I guess if it's not Paul George, what's the plan then?
Well, I got Clay on my list. Well, there's a lot of old players on my list. I got to be honest with you.
We're starting I think Buzz called the nursing home.
Yeah, there's a lot of old players on my free agent list here, man. So there's not much available.
And I don't even know if there's a trade out there.
Right. Is there a disgruntled player out there somewhere?
Why can't Anthony Edwards be miserable? I want them to go get Anthony Edwards. But Spike, if it's not Paul George, is it one of those guys, or is it save the picks and money?
If it's not Paul George, I really don't know what's going to happen. But
awesome.
Here's the thing to always keep in mind is that every year you go into the year thinking the only available person is this guy or that guy. But then somebody fails in the playoffs, and then someone else becomes available. So I don't think the person that we're thinking about or the person that they end up with, the player they end up with, has to be somebody who we're thinking about specifically right this second. I just think someone could. By the way, if it fails in Phoenix,
okay.
Is Durant available?
Ooh, okay.
Now we're talking.
Okay. I don't think that's impossible that happens. Now,
plus he's a part union owner, so he can get back to his hometown.
He is a part owner of the union. So I just think that the reality is that we to really get a handle on who's going to be available, free agents aside, because the free agent list isn't that impressive. I just think we have to wait for the playoffs to play out and see what happens. And by the way, you know, Paul George is good now. He's not the same Paul George he was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need a player that level. I don't think you don't need another top five level player. You need a top 20 or 25 level player.
Well, you need someone that can make Maxey the three.
Or be a strong three.
Right.
You don't see Jack doesn't view Tyrese Maxey as a
well. This Embiid stretch has definitely made me sour on Tyrese.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm with you in that I think people overrated him a little bit. But the truth is that it doesn't matter what he's like without Embiid, because Embiid's on the team if they're going to win a championship. So what matters to me is how good he is when Embiid is on the team, and when Embiid is on the team, he's awesome. So. Can he carry a team? Is he a top five player? No. He's more like a top 25 or 30 player. But when he's with Embiid, he's really, really good. You know, I think that's what matters. The reality is that there's not any 6 foot guards in, maybe not any, but very, very few 6 foot guards in the history of the NBA who have been that level of superstar that can just drag your team to where they need to go. So,
totally.
But I think he's really, really good with Joel.
He's a good player.
Is there any way, real quick, this will be my last one on this, is there any way OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, leaves the situations that they're in willingly? I know those teams can offer them more money, but is there any way that they are Nick Nurse guys and they would come here, one of those two guys?
Well, it's hard to say with the Nick Nurse thing because there was some frustration, you know.
Right. I didn't know what that was like, with him and those players.
But I think Anunoby, I would be surprised given the, you know, he's, I don't want to get too deep into it, but he's represented by CAA and that is a Leon Rose Knicks thing. I would be surprised if Anunoby leaves. Now, if the Knicks get a chance to sign somebody above Anunoby, like better than Anunoby, maybe they're able to do it. But I think he stays. I think Siakam is an interesting question. I think he could be available. I think it's a good
situation. I know Indiana gave up a ton to get him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he would basically have to walk away from Indiana.
Yeah, he'd have to walk away. They would have to sign him as a free
agent. There is a max player that's coming off a max that is available and would be available.
Yeah, he's old as dirt.
Tobias?
No.
Tobias Harris. Ray's in Morristown. What's happening, Ray? Ray.
No, Ray.
Oh, Ray. Jim in Belmar. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, happy Thursday. How's everybody?
What's up, Jim?
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to chime in on the Phillies. And I don't really put a lot of blame on the players on this case. But if you look outside the window, there's no rain. You know, as a matter of fact, I see, like, girls out on a soccer field playing. And I'm thinking the Major League Baseball can't get together on this. Like, they have to call it before it happens. You know what I mean? I mean, we've reached that stage already where you can, like, call the ball game at 4 o'clock after it's been raining for, like, an hour straight.
I mean, they probably could have got a ball game in today. But, like, at the same time.
Absolutely, they could have.
But it's going to be nice tomorrow, Jim. It's going to be nicer tomorrow.
I would have liked to enjoy a game today.
We had a great show today, though, Jim.
We had a great show. Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, right about this time, we're wrapping up the Phillies game, they're winning over the Atlanta Braves, and you have an awesome show.
I see your point. Well, how do you feel about the team this year, though? Are you ready to go on the record?
Okay, I'll go on the record. I do think that they make the playoffs. I do.
That's big.
I have two concerns. Number one, they're going to keep Rojas the entire season. If he's a mess after 2 months, I'd send him down, but they probably won't. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, the good part about the Rojas situation is that if it gets so bad where his hitting is, like, outweighing how great he is defensively, at least they have reinforced – like, they could put Marsh there and Witt in left field. Like, they do have some hedging ability there with Rojas.
They absolutely do, and I mean, I'm content to stay with him for a trial period. If it goes for, like, more than 2 months and he's got a 100 batting average and they don't do anything, I'm thinking, why aren't you doing something? You have the back. But more to the point, and this is the important one. So the thing that really irritated me about last year, which I loved last year, but sometimes, and I love Papa a lot, I love the way that the players play for him, and I love his organizational thinking. Mm-hmm. But one thing that really alarms me about him is he'll have his matchups, like in the later innings, in 6th and 7th and 8th and so forth like that. And I'm just going to give you, for example, say Sir Anthony Dominguez goes in there in the 7th inning, pitches 10 pitches, strikes out the entire side, and he's done. Hopper usually goes to who he thinks should be in the 8th inning instead of staying with Dominguez, who has, like, thermonuclear arms. You know what I'm saying? And he did this a lot last year, where he thought, okay, this part of the lineup requires this pitcher, kind of a thing. And he blocks himself in, and he doesn't need to.
Yeah, so I appreciate the call, Jim. Sometimes he does get a little too by the book with the bullpen, but at the same time, like, they've had really good bullpen numbers the last 2 years under him. But a perfect example of that is the World Series Game 6, where he brings an Alvarado to face Jordan Alvarez, and Alvarez was crushing lefties. So, like, at some points, sometimes he gets a little too locked in on that stuff, and that could be part of the growing process for Topper this year, like, when we get into the postseason.
Growing process?
Well, it's probably only second-year manager.
He's like 60.
The guy's been
He's
in baseball for 30 years.
He's a year and a half. You got to make adjustments as we go along here. That's what I'm talking about. You know, last year, he's very loyal to Alec Bohm. He rewarded him in Game 7.
Yeah.
The year before, he's
loyal. Well, the loyalty is where he gets himself in trouble.
He does get himself in trouble.
Yes.
So,
but that's his strength as well, though.
Yeah, I know. It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
Listen, as my quarterback says, you either win or you learn. And
wow.
Maybe, and Topper is I think he's still a learning process. We'll see. Let's get to the text line brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge, online, mthollynissan.com. Text line.
We need a celebrity boxing match where Ike takes on both Jack and Spike. Ike will still win handedly.
Yeah,
Jacob in San Francisco.
No doubt about it.
Not even, wouldn't even be close. Wouldn't even last a minute.
I'm going to tie one of my hands behind my back.
Wouldn't even last a minute, huh?
All right.
I'd say at least five. At least 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Do you not understand how long 5 minutes is?
No. So, so here's the strategy, Spike. I'll sprint right at him.
I like this.
And then you come in over the top. You know what
no,
I mean?
Like, here's what we do.
One of those little fists of yours to throw another punch like you did to the
okay,
guy at the bar.
Little fist. Little fist. What are we doing here?
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Well, you did say you reared back and hit him as hard as you could, and it didn't do anything.
Well, I was in way worse shape at the time. Now I'm fit.
You just got a hip replacement.
This is what we do. We old school wrestling move. I will lay down behind Ike. You push him.
I used to love that move, man.
Veteran move. We'll plan it out. What's next?
Jack and Jill, the worst Adam Sandler movie ever. Jeff and Sewell.
Awful. So Jill and I obviously went to see it in the movie.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah. See, the worst movie I think I've ever seen.
I don't even think I've seen that
it one.
Did you see that one, Spike?
I didn't see that one. There's like a whole group of Adam Sandler movies, and I like the core ones, but there have been the 50 of them over the last 5 years that I have not seen.
Yeah, you would have to be stoned to love Jack and Jill. Like, it was that bad of a movie. And he's
I don't even remember it.
Yeah, he plays both Jack and Jill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But the whole, speaking of you and Jill, the whole Jack and Jill thing with you two is such a fraudulent thing because your name is John.
Why don't you take your little hip and shove it, pal?
Oh, right? No, we can't get the ice cream truck at our wedding because there's no John and Jill ice cream truck.
That was a good idea. I was trying to turn that into a sponsorship. I thought it was a marketing opportunity. Gosh, you Eskins, man. What's next?
Jack, are you rooting for the Phillies to lose their first game just like you did with the Eagles, or do you have double standards? Nick in Delaware.
You know the funniest part about that? No one's forgotten that take.
No. We don't forget anything around here.
Like, I got that tweeted at me probably once a week.
Well, do you? You want them to lose the first series?
The Phillies?
Yes.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah, the Eagles are coming off a Super Bowl. I was trying to get rid of the Super Bowl hangover. Do you think the Eagles season would have gone differently
had they lost
week one?
No, I don't.
Well, the good part is they essentially did lose week one. I mean, they made Mac Jones throw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
So we should have known about the defense.
Early,
it's going to be, and Jalen fumbled late in the game. So
it all happened in that first game. What the season was going to be like?
Remember the first quarter? They came out like unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was 10-0, I think.
Yeah, and pick six.
Slay. Or was it a fumble recovery?
No, it was a pick six.
Yeah, they dominated. It became way too close. What's next?
We don't claim Cowboy Jim. Every Rangers fan in Texas.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, he's not a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
I think he's a Phillies fan.
I just think he's a Cowboy fan.
I think he's just a troll.
Yeah.
if I had to guess. He's a great stewardess. What's next?
You can't be part of the family, Chuck. Bryce at the ballpark.
That was insane.
He is trying to work his way into the family, yeah.
He's trying to get another shout-out.
You think that's what he's doing?
I think Bryce is one and done.
Well, let's hope so.
Oh, Chuck is trying so hard for shout-out number two.
Yeah, I know.
Very
hard.
It was a beautiful thing, though, when it happened.
It really
was.
It showed the power of WIP.
Yes.
Yes. I think a lot of the Phillies listen. You know, that's why we respect the Phillies so much.
That's why you're so scared of criticizing any of them.
I'm just so scared. They're so scared. When they need to be criticized, I'll be all over.
Spike may be on to something.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of Sixers defending in this last hour and a half.
I am more than willing to criticize the Sixers, but what I won't do...
They are in the same spot, though. You can agree, though. Like, they've got out of the second round.
No, they're not in the same spot.
Pretty much in the same spot.
But they're not.
Embiid's great. But they are in the same exact spot as when the process started.
No, they're not.
How are they not?
Because the team is this. I feel like my brain is breaking here. Do you think a team whose best players were Drew Holiday and Andre Iguodala
I know all that. They are in the same spots.
But they're not in the same spot.
Not in the same spot, yes.
Mark's in Delaware. What's happening, Mark?
Yo, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Mark?
Not much. So I'm not huge on the 76ers expectations, but I'm looking for when Joel comes back.
Well, hopefully you can give him a jolt. What are we expecting from Embiid when he gets back?
Going to the finals.
Oh, yes, I agree.
I don't know. But, you know, he's been off, and they were playing pretty well before he got hurt. So
they're playing great before he got hurt. It's 70 points in a game.
Yeah. So let me give you my answer. So the baldy-eyed guy with the red lips who dated Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Kim Kardashian.
Pete Davidson?
Yep.
That's a great answer.
Just don't get him, huh?
I don't get Pete Davidson.
No, you don't.
Well, he's like kind of funny. I don't get what makes him attractive.
Well, I'm saying, according to rumors.
Oh, no.
We might have Foles.
No.
Well, yeah. Just saying. There's a Foles. There is a Nick Foles situation there. According to rumors, I don't know.
Sounds like you know, dude.
No, I don't know, but he's asking. He doesn't get why all these beautiful women are attracted to him, and I'm just saying it. You know?
There's rumors. That's true.
Huh. As to why.
Yeah, it's always that.
By the way, I don't know. I think Kanye may have confirmed.
Well.
Don't ask me how.
He was with Kim.
Yes.
Yeah. Kim was a fan.
All right, let me move on.
Yeah, a lot going on out there. Winner for today. I thought the Pee Wee.
A lot going on out there, Spike.
The Pee Wee Herman answer is pretty good from Gino and Conchahokan. I know Spike was a diehard Pee Wee Herman fan, but
he's a genius. Pee Wee Herman is a genius. It's a bad answer. You can give it to whoever you want, but Pee Wee Herman's a genius.
What about Steven Seagal? But I think everyone's on the same page with him.
Yeah.
I agree. No one really gets him. All right, I'm going to give it to, well, the Pete Davidson answer's all right. I'll give it to Gino and Conchahokan. Spike, thanks for hanging out. I hope you enjoy opening day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll miss you guys tomorrow. Be watching it on TV. As Jack goes to his home away from home, Citizens Bank.
Oh, man, he can't wait.
The mayor returns.
Yes.
Oh, God.
All right. We'll be back for a little bit tomorrow. We're crossing over tomorrow with the midday show starting at 1, so look out for that. And then Ike and I got leading off before we head into Phil's baseball. So it's going to be a big day here on the station. Looking forward to it. Francisco, who's coming up next?
Robbie E.
Takes you through this Thursday
Probably
night.
Riding with the King.
Oh, the genius is ready to go, I'm sure. All that's coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. So, everyone heard that I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is practically in my backyard. I actually got my first car in high school from Scott Honda. Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family. Well, now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester and New Jersey, you're in luck because Scott Honda is now in Vineland. Same great company, same reliable cars. Check out Scott Honda of Vineland today. You will not regret it. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!